Okay, so this video, I was just sitting up thinking to myself about the differences I notice in men who are born with single mothers and raised by single mothers, and men who are born either only with their father, you know, end up living most of their life only with their father, or, you know, they have like a strong male role model in their life all the time type of thing. And like I said in a video a while back, men who are born in households full of women, it's usually one of the two extremes that I've seen once they, you know, turn to be grown men. Either one, they fully learn, you know, women's nature. They accept that women are full of shit and they lie and they're completely different people when they're, you know, being them true, their true selves. So they've outgrown it and they, you know, have no problem having girlfriends for the rest of their lives. And then there's, and in the other batch, the other group of men, they're usually very dependent on other people. They never really grow into like solo independent men. They're always like desperate for attention, and they're always generally weaker in the world. Like, and that's where I'm going to head off with this video of you can, like men can't be bought. Now I'm not counting about the extreme scenarios where like you could jump from making $10 an hour to $15 million a year type of shit. I'm talking like generally in the same tax bracket. Men can't be bought. Okay. But see, the thing is like in the latter of the cases I told you before, how men who grow up with women, see, women can be bought. Women are to be bought in reality. Yeah, when you look throughout history, and I'm not saying this just from a misogynistic standpoint, but I'm saying it through a biological history of women's existence. Women are to be bought. Okay. There's no denying that fact. Because there comes a point where she must be bought in order to ensure her survival, especially if she has children. Now, the only thing that's kind of jarring at is the government will step in richer countries and pretty much take care of her. But I mean, but essentially, the government's buying her in that sense. You see, like, to be woman is to be prostitute. To be woman is to be bought. Now, the part that's kind of the part where it mutates is when women, single mothers raise men. Like I said, it usually veers off into two completely different scenarios. Either one, the boy recognizes what's really going on, he grows above it, or two, he completely buys all the bullshit and follows the woman. So and so in turn, he turns into a woman. You know, he's very dependent. His life goal is to be a servant. You see, his life goal is to be an assistant. You see, bitch shit. Like these guys, like every guy I knew throughout high school and as an adult who was raised by a woman, it's usually they learn to put the mask on to try to be a leader, but then behind closed doors, they want to serve everybody and be, you know, a sex slave to men and all type of shit like that. It's never like they never fully develop into a fully independent man. For all the guys who I've seen like this, and I just know it's these traits of people who you know, growing up and living, I would pay attention to like the qualities and, you know, what's really doing this. And this is where I've deduced it to. It's usually the parenting. Like I said, I'm not talking about for the sake of the video name. I'm not talking about the guys who, you know, went from like making $12 an hour to being offered $150 million a year type of thing. I'm not talking about that extreme, but I'm talking about generally, you know, within their tax bracket, you know, most men who develop into, you know, grown independent men can't be bought. I'm going to give you an example when I figured this out on my own, right? Okay, so I've been in Europe for the last few years. By the way, we're on quarantine now, so like shit is like shut the fuck down. You know, out here in Prague, it's shut the fuck down. But anyway, when I noticed that like men can't be bought, when it fully became clear to me, was this. This is now before Craigslist had gotten shut down in Europe, because it got shut down in America first, but it got shut down here probably about 8 months later, I'd say. I got bored and just put an ad up, you know, because I tell you, I've always had six pack abs. So I just put like a picture, like my abs and my dick up on Craigslist for, you know, was it man for woman type of thing or I forget, whatever. And being black and in Prague, like in your, just being African American, just being black and in Prague, you're going to get tons of fucking responses on, well, in Craigslist back then, it would just be like every morning, wake up to like, you know, two and three or four different, you know, offers type of shit. This is why I say in other videos, and it's the same thing here. It's the same thing around the world. Like people, like, I think there's a lot of black people who think the world doesn't like them, but no, like the world loves black people, But you got like, but the problem with a lot of black guys is they're not well put together. You see, and then they're kind of going out with this attitude. So it just kind of just fucks everything up. So people may like you, but they don't want to deal with your attitude, or they may think you're kind of violent. Cause some black guys still like to dress in hip hop clothes. So it's like, see, and when you do the hip, I'm not saying anything wrong with dressing in hip hop clothes, but the reality of it is this: when you dress in hip hop clothes, people don't. Hip hop is automatically associated with violence. Well, I think now it's starting to slow down now because there's a lot of, you know, pretty boys in a rap, but they're still trying to convey that whole I'm a thug thing. But once you get associated with violence, people start really not wanting to fuck with you. Even though they might like you, but they really don't want to fuck with you because they don't know if you'll be violent to them. But anyway, so back to the original topic. I was posting on Craigslist, you know, my abs and dick hanging out, and get offers, right? And there'd be, you know, I mean, I get offers from girls, offers from guys who are like traveling, maybe like from the UK, and they wanted me to fuck their wife in front of them. I get, and that, I mean, that happens a lot because people travel a lot more in Europe. If you've been to Europe, you know, like people, they take advantage of traveling here. Where in America, we don't, motherfuckers live in their home, see their whole life and never leave. But, and also there'd be, I remember there's a few instances where guys, like one guy wanted to pay me 200 euros just to come to his place. And then I could eat all his food and he'd pay me, I think he wanted to pay me like extra $100 an hour. And I pretty much just do it. Like I had to fuck him though. And at the time, like I was living in this shitty flat, like pretty much everything he was saying was like one night to go over there with this motherfucker would be enough to pay my rent pretty much. Right. Cause I was living in this small flat. So like, yeah, like fucking with him. But then like, that's when the reality hit me. Like, look, I can't be bought. Like when a woman comes to me or like when a man comes to me, if anybody comes to me wanting to pay me for sex, like I can't be bought. Like, and it really hit me. Like it really fucked me up. Cause like, I thought about it, like, dang, like I couldn't do it. Like I could have like free rent by fucking some, you know, gay dude, but I couldn't fuck the gay dude anyway, but it was like, then on top of that, like the motherfucker wanted to pay me. Like I know a lot of guys out there probably could have done it and probably just not told anybody, but probably could have done it. But I'm being honest, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Cause I remember now specifically there was another guy. Now he wasn't offering to pay, but this motherfucker, like he wrote me saying, I seen your ad in Craigslist and I know you are looking for a woman, but I really like your pictures and I've always wanted to have sex with a black man. He showed me like all his fucking pictures. This motherfucker was legit, like at least through the pictures. The motherfucker had like pictures of him riding bikes in the fucking, I don't know, I'm just assuming the Swiss Alps and shit, and his car and all types of shit. Like this motherfucker was legit. Like, and I just can't fucking do. Like that, if I was like bisexual or something, yeah, I totally would have like because the motherfucker, like he was like, I mean, he was like well thought out, and I would at least pay. If I was bisexual, I could have paid him attention. I just can't fucking do, man. On top of that, the other dude, like I said before, like he was pretty much wanting to pay my rent for me to come over. I mean, he sent his address. I Googled the address. It was in a legit area in Prague, like a legit rich area down there by if you know Prague at all, he lived down there by the Prague Zoo. So like all that area is like rich shit over there. I mean, it's like better than my area is like rich, but that area is like the next level rich type of thing. But yeah, see, men cannot be bought. And see, the weird thing is, see, I mentioned before how it always freaks me out when men work in these customer service jobs, which I would like. Now, I do want to say that I am not dissing guys who do that, because I look, life is life. Shit happens. You need money. You need a job. But I'm just saying, like, if even then, like, I'm always a little creeped out when a guy is working customer service, like, because that's a woman's position. You see what I'm saying? Like, when guys are if guys are teaching anything, if guys are teachers in anything other than college courses, and they're working in customer service, like, if they're teaching like you know, elementary kids and shit like that, see, that shit, that's bitches do that. You see what I'm saying? Like customer service. Hi, how are you? See, like that women do that. Like then men kind of have to play women. And it's kind of like, it's just confusing. And it was like with men nurses, I don't know what the fuck that's about. Like, I being like assistants and shit like that. I mean, like I said, I understand you need money and shit happens and you got to get some money to eat. I get that. But even then, like, it still creeps me out. See, like, it never really got over well. Like, there was never a part in my mind. Like, when I was in college, there was never a time in my entire college career where I wanted to be a male nurse, or I wanted to be a paralegal, or I wanted to be like there was like that thought never even though nurses can make good money. It's not about the money. It's about the position in life that you're in. You're a fucking assistant. That is being a secretary, a male secretary, something like that. That shit is just. I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong. If you need money, to go get money, earn money. But that, to me personally, that always rubbed me the wrong way. Whenever a guy would come and say, yeah, I'm going to school for nursing. Like, that shit always, no, man, that always hit me the wrong way. And there was never, because I got a few friends who are male nurses now. And I knew them while I was in college. And it never, that never crossed my mind as something to do, to go to college for, to learn how to be an assistant. That's pretty much what a nurse is. It's an assistant. It's a glorified assistant, but that's pretty much what a nurse is. You know, do whatever they think the doctor wants you to do, or do whatever a doctor tells you to do. You're a doctor's assistant. That's what the fuck. Like, that shit always rubbed me the wrong way, man. It always did. Now, in the paralegal programs, it was always women in that. Like, most men didn't even touch being a paralegal. I knew a few girls who did that. And it fits women's, you know, the whole character. That shit. But, like, God, man. Like, thinking about male secretaries, male assistants, that shit just always, assistant manager, a man who's that shit always rubbed me the wrong way, man. Unless you just need money and shit like that. I get that. But even then, man, like, see me, I'm the type of guy, I would definitely turn down a job making, let's say, I would turn that job down. Okay, I've turned down better jobs since I've been in Prague. I've turned down jobs here that would put me in the top 10% of Czech Republic's income. I've turned them down just because I didn't like how they was fucking talking. Okay, like, so I damn sure ain't going to be nobody's assistant. All right, unless something happens. I mean, now let's say I end up having a kid or something, and then money gets tight, then yeah, deli, man, I'd be the first motherfucker out there serving up samples of beef in the mall if I had a kid. But like, it's just me, so like, I don't gotta do that shit, and I'm not gonna do it as long as it's just me. I'd rather just struggle and be poor if it's just me. I can't mentally live with being the assistant or being that motherfucker who got hunted out, like for like how I was talking about with sex. I cannot be the guy who was hunted out. Okay. Even if there's money involved, I can't be the guy that, you know, a man or a woman hunts me out with. Like, it the whole dynamic's fucked up. Like, I am not to be hunted. I am the hunter type of shit. You see, when I hit the world, I am the hunter. You coming up to me with something kills all of it. It kills the fun in it. It kills the excitement in it. It kills it. I have to go hunt you out, type of shit. But that's where I'm going, man. Like, and that's just my view on what's really going to separate a man. And I'm saying in this context, a man with no kids, right? A man with no kids and can relatively hold his own shit. Like, that's going to separate the two. Is the guy who, you know, he can always be bought. You know, doing something he doesn't want to do. You know, he can be bought. As I was telling a buddy of mine who grew up with a mother, by the way, how there was a girl in a brothel who I knew. I'm friends with a few of them down there. Not like close friends, but like we like talk. Like we talk about, you know, other shit. But me and this one girl in a brothel, we got to talk, and some kind of way, because I usually don't like talking about sex with girls, even in brothels, because I think it's just too direct and, you know, it just dehumanizes them. And we got to talking, and I asked, like, what was the craziest thing you had somebody ever come in here and do to you? And she thought for a minute, and she said, and what she came up with, she said she had one guy who wanted to pay her an extra $200 on top of what he already paid her to for her to take a shit in his mouth. And so I said, well, did you do it? And she goes, no, I just couldn't do it. And she said she even like he laid down on the floor and she like got over him and tried the shit in his mouth. And she just couldn't do it. It's just her. The girl could take 15 dicks at one time, but if she has to take a shit on a guy's mouth, she can't do that. Don't ask me how that is. That's just some people's logic. So the guy I talked to, he said, look, I was shit on his mouth for $200, blah, blah, blah. Like, I get how some people's logic can be different, but like in this context of this guy, like all this shit fits. Like all like that being able to be bought and doing something he really doesn't want to do. That all fits that you know, typical basic woman MO. All of that fits. You see, it's kind of like just like how the general idea of brothel. Like, see, in America, see, this is another quick side topic. When I've dealt with women on a whole, and we get on the topic of sex work and brothels and doing porn, most women say that they will do it. They would do it. The only reason why many of them don't is because they're afraid of who might find out and who might, you know, watch the porn one day and all that shit. But most women, like, and I try to tell guys this, most women totally would do porn. But what's more important to women is this. Like, most women, like I said in other videos, most women would do porn. Most women do not care what dick goes inside them or around them or on them or anything. They don't care. What women care, what's more important to a woman is what members of her pack are going to see and find out, and will they exonerate her? Will they kick her out the pack for doing this, you know, action that's unfavorable with the pack? That's what women care about more so than you as an individual man. It has nothing to do with you. Where women make their decisions on what men they fuck and what men they go out with and blah, 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 they're, especially when they're younger, their drive is to please the pack. And if the pack is pleased, then they'll be pleased and they can deal with it. Okay, perfect example. You know that motherfucker on Saturday Night Live, that weird looking dude who fucked Ariana Grande, and then he went off to fuck other bad bitches after that? You see, like, that's a perfect example, because see, once he got in there and fucked a legit popular girl, then it's like, oh, it told all the other girls, oh, he must be all right then if she'll fuck him. And then, yeah. And the motherfucker's ugly as fuck. You can tell he probably has no game at all. You know, he probably has, believe it or not, Saturday Night Live is an entry level job. They make, I think, like 3,000 every 2 weeks or something. I forget the math. Like, for New York City, and that job, SNL is an entry-level job. But a man who makes relatively $50,000 a year has his pick of a ton of women under him, you see. So it's just that logic when it comes to money. But the fact that he fucked Ariana Grande, oh, all bad bitches. Oh, yeah, he must be cool. If Ariana Grande would walk with him down the street and on top of that open her holes for him, then he must be all right so we can fuck him now. And I think he wants to be out to do it off the fuck like Kate Beckinsale and a few other bad bitches too. Like that's just woman's nature. It's how we see, like I said, women are made to be bought and they're made to please packs. That's what they're made to do. So I feel like I kind of rambled on this video. I've been going crazy, man. I've been sitting in my flat. I'm ready to go outside. I've been sitting in my flat for the last 2-3 days because it's damn near illegal to even walk outside unless you're going somewhere specific. So I'm here to walk around. I'm probably just going crazy and rambling.